Nolte, Disney Plus $180 million disaster. The Acolyte already cancelled. By John Nolte on August 20, 2024. The Disney grooming syndicate spent an estimated $180 million to allow some weirdo to claim the Jedi were created by lesbian witches of color or something. And, surprise, surprise, it bombed and is now cancelled. I know, who could have ever guessed that the gayest Star Wars yet would fail to find an audience? You know, other than every normal person on the planet. Yes, The Acolyte is dead after only one season of receiving the worst viewer reviews in Star Wars history and a free fall in viewership as the series marched onto a cliffhanger finale no one cared about. There is good news for those of you who enjoy woke lectures, smug girl bosses, and shitting all over the fanbase that made these franchises cultural sensations. Actually, there are two pieces of good news for you. Lucasfilm chief Kathleen Kennedy still has a job. The second season of Amazon's Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power launches at the end of the month. The far-left entertainment media and Disney can blame the fans all day long with phony allegations about review bombing, homophobia, racism, and sexism, because that's what they do. Other than trying to sell their anti-human nature woke ideology, another reason outlets like Disney deliberately offend, insult, and belittle the fanbase with woke-tardery is to have a built-in excuse when their poorly written, acted, and directed piece of garbage fails. Oh, America is racist and sexist, they say. That's why our show/movie flopped. Meanwhile, non-woke content led by females and non-white actors, Inside Out 2, Alien, Romulus, Bad Boys, Ride or Die, It Ends With Us, and A Quiet Place, Day One, are all hits. Nevertheless, no excuse or blame shifting can change this simple fact. Those who tuned into The Acolyte, those who gave it a shot, became far fewer and far fewer as the widely ridiculed series rolled on. No amount of review bombing or hate tweets can stop people from watching a show they are invested in. And yet, the total minutes watched between the two-episode premiere and the season finale declined by over 30%. What's more, Nielsen reveals that The Acolyte's finale viewership was 41% worse than Ahsoka's finale and over 50% less than Andor's finale. Fewer and fewer people watching your show, especially the final episode, says it all. That has nothing to do with anything other than bad storytelling. Besides the show, one of the casualties here is star Amanda Stenberg. Instead of doing the right thing and managing her image, Disney allowed Stenberg to expose herself as a smug, unappealing, humorless prig, thus killing any chance she would ever have to earn the goodwill necessary to become a real star. She's only 25 years old, but her public persona is sealed and doomed. People who truly care about nurturing the careers of black women would never have allowed Stenberg to do this. What Kathleen Kennedy and Disney have done to Star Wars was unthinkable 10 years ago. That franchise was so bulletproof it survived those awful prequels. Countless millions across every culture and age group held nothing but goodwill in their hearts, and Disney smugly attacked, insulted, and betrayed them. It's like McDonald's going vegan, making Charmin toilet paper out of sandpaper, or putting fat girls in the Sports Illustrated swimsuit edition. Sorry, as much as you might want to, human nature will always be human nature. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.